Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is June 11, 2021. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments in fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Clip receives $250 million MLN investment, achieves unicorn status. Citi launches a new no annual fee cashback credit card. Claro Argentina joins Docomo Digital to introduce direct carrier billing. Facebook launches an app QR code person-to-person payments in the US. Cashflows partners with IMX Software and eDynamics to optimize payments across several industries. Lightspeed to acquire Equid and NewOrder. Hokodo raises $12 million MLN in Series A funding round. Glowfox deploys Stripe Capital to offer financing to gyms and accelerate growth of the fitness industry. Now let's get started. Clip receives $250 million MLN investment, achieves unicorn status. Clip, a Mexico-based digital payments and commerce platform, has announced that it has received a $250 million capital investment. The investment was led by the SoftBank Latin America Fund and Viking Global Investors LP, and it establishes Clip as the first payments unicorn in Mexico, with a valuation approaching $2 billion. Clip enables businesses to access a range of financial and commerce solutions through its proprietary technology platform, ecosystem of distribution partners and channels, and an engagement model that is open to new participants in the digital economy. Clip's list of investors also includes General Atlantic, Ribbit Capital, Goldman Sachs, Dalus Capital, Banorte, and Amex Ventures among others. Citi launches a new no annual fee cashback credit card. Citi has announced the launch of a new no annual fee cashback credit card. The card aims to help consumers save more money from the things they spend the most on. With the new Citi Custom Cash Card, cardholders can get 5% cashback on purchases in their top eligible spend category each billing cycle. Customers can also earn a $200 cashback after spending $750 on purchases in the first 3 months of account opening. The bonus offer will be fulfilled as 20,000 thank you points, which can be redeemed for $200 cashback. Eligible spending categories include everything from restaurants and grocery stores, to gas stations, select travel, select transit, select streaming services, drug stores, home improvement stores, fitness clubs, and live entertainment. Claro Argentina joins Docomo Digital to introduce direct carrier billing. Mobile phone operator Claro Argentina has partnered with Docomo Digital, the integrator of digital app stores, to facilitate direct carrier billing, DCB, within the Samsung Galaxy Store. According to a press release from the mobile phone operator, the subscribers now can purchase digital services, applications, games, etc., on the Samsung Galaxy Store via their top-up balance, in the case of prepaid users, or via billing on the phone receipt as an additional charge, in the case of postpaid users. According to Docomo Digital's white paper on the Latin American digital ecosystem, cited by developingtelecoms.com, less than half of Argentinians have a bank account, and thanks to the widespread mobile internet access, mobile phones are increasingly being used to make mobile payments, conduct online transactions, and pay bills. In addition, 40% of adults in the country made or received digital payments. Argentina's e-commerce market will expand by 83% between 2018 and 2022, reaching US$19.2 billion, the study says. Facebook launches an app QR code person-to-person payments in the US. Facebook has announced the launch of QR code person-to-person payments inside its Messenger app in the US. The feature allows users to send or request money through Facebook Pay, even if they are not Facebook friends. The feature can be found under the Facebook Pay section in the settings of the Messenger app, where users will be presented with a personalized QR code. Facebook informed that the codes will work between any Messenger users in the US, and won't require a separate payment app, any sort of contact entry, or upload process to get started. Users who want to be able to send and receive money in Messenger have to have a Visa or MasterCard debit card, a PayPal account, or one of the supported prepaid cards or government-issued cards, in order to use the payments feature. They will also need to set their preferred currency to US dollars in the app. The QR code feature is also available from the Facebook Pay section of the main Facebook app. Cashflows partners with IMX Software and eDynamics to optimize payments across several industries. Cashflows, a UK-based payments acceptance platform for merchants, has announced new partnerships with IMX Software and eDynamics to optimize payments across several industries. Cashflows will enable the businesses to extend their payment offerings and boost user experience in the financial services and automotive sectors, respectively. The news comes as Cashflows is expanding its reach to assist businesses across a range of industries to deploy payment and settlement solutions. IMX Software delivers technology solutions to banks and financial service providers. Its solutions support face-to-face and online orders while providing a single view of business performance across multiple channels. Together with Cashflows, IMX Software merchants can now accept card payments across all their platforms, including GTS. eDynamics is a specialist software provider for motor dealerships. Its solution enables motor dealerships to sell and manage service plans, taking payment upfront by direct debit or cards, for both servicing and car sales. The company has embedded Cashflows payment processing capabilities into their platform to increase the speed of settlement and boost the end-user experience. Lightspeed to acquire Ecwid and NuORDER. Lightspeed has entered into definitive agreements to acquire two e-commerce companies. According to the press release, once closed, the acquisitions will provide Lightspeed customers new entry points to the digital economy, unprecedented supply chain management, as well as increased opportunities to provide better customer experiences online. Lightspeed will acquire Ecwid, a US-based e-commerce platform that allows customers to create standalone businesses in minutes. Once integrated, the combination of Lightspeed and Ecwid will help merchants to reach shoppers where they are, whether on social media or digital marketplaces, ushering in newfound selling flexibility and omnichannel experiences. In addition, Lightspeed has announced it has entered into a definitive agreement to acquire NuORDER, a transformative digital platform connecting businesses and suppliers. Together, Lightspeed and NuORDER will create a bridge between the merchant and supplier experience, simplifying product ordering for retailers and offering brands crucial insight into how their products move. The acquisition will capitalize on the early success of the Lightspeed supplier network and accelerate the growth of Lightspeed's financial services offerings, including Lightspeed Payments and Lightspeed Capital, while establishing the company as a global distribution network for brands, such as Canada Goose, Converse, and Arc'teryx. Hokkaido raises US$12.50 million in Series A funding round. Hokkaido, a UK-based fintech, has announced that it has raised US$12.5 million in a Series A funding round. The funding round was led by Mosaic Ventures, with participation from Notion Capital and several angel investors, including Tavit Henriques, founder of TransferWise, now Wise; Tyne Lamers, former EVP, global sales of Adyen; Max Bittner, CEO of Vestiaire Collective and founder of Lazada; and Rich Laxer, ex-chairman and CEO of GE Capital. Hokkaido's earliest investor, Anthemis, has also joined the round. The new funds will be used to further invest in Hokkaido's proprietary technology and scale the solution across Europe, making it available to the of businesses that are currently unable to extend or access credit terms when trading online. Hokkaido provides B2B merchants with real-time trade credit solutions. With Hokkaido, merchants can offer instant payment terms to their customers through a B2C-like buy now, pay later checkout experience. The Kampani solution integrates via APIs into existing e-commerce platforms and marketplaces. Behind the scenes, Hokkaido automates the whole order-to-cash cycle, from credit checks to collections and working capital finance, while protecting merchants against non-payments. Glowfox deploys Stripe Capital to offer financing to gyms and accelerate growth of the fitness industry. Glowfox, a full business management software platform for the fitness industry, has expanded its partnership with Stripe. According to the press release, in addition to Stripe Connect, Glowfox will now use Stripe Capital and Stripe Terminal to power thousands of fitness entrepreneurs around the world. As lockdowns ease, cash flow is as important as ever for fitness entrepreneurs and studio owners aiming to grow and scale their business. With Stripe Capital, Glowfox is now offering flexible financing to allow businesses to invest in their expansion, whether that's buying new equipment, growing their staff, or upgrading their in-studio experience. There's no lengthy application process, and eligible businesses can access funds almost instantly and repay the amount with a fixed percentage of daily sales. Overall, by giving gyms access to fast, flexible financing, Stripe Capital will provide a powerful growth opportunity for businesses on Glowfox, particularly as they welcome members back into their spaces. Besides, to make it easier for businesses to offer an omni-channel experience, Glowfox has deployed Stripe Terminal in the US and Canada, with 5 more countries coming soon. Terminal gives gyms and fitness studios a simple way to set up modern EMV card readers and help customers check out with ease. Businesses then have a unified view of payments made in person via Terminal and online via their website or app. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.